Welcome everyone to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this Thursday, November 3rd, 2016. This is Peyman Mutahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night, folks, Freedom Law School has this weekly conference call to help you understand the law and your rights, and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control by answering your freedom questions. Also, sometimes I conduct educational classes on issues of importance to you. For example, I believe that there is no law requires the average American like you and me to file and pay the federal income tax. It's a fraud. It is a scam. But it's been going on for a long time, and we need to expose it. That's why Freedom Law School is offering you a freedom education package for free. We will mail you the freedom education package to you, email you once a month for a year. Freedom educational material that you will not find any place else out there. All you have to do is to go to livefreenow.org, our website, and request it. That's all. You can request multiple ones if you want to have it be sent to your friends, family members, coworkers, at meetings. Because Freedom Law School is a very unique source of freedom education. In fact, Freedom Law School is the last tax honesty group left out there in America, the most successful and oldest now. For over 20 years, folks, I've been teaching Americans about the income tax fraud, Federal Reserve, banking system fraud scam. There's no law requiring you to file income tax. All the money in our system is money the banks created out of thin air by fraud and lent out to people, corporations, or the governments in America. And folks, we've been reduced to slaves, and we have a right to change that. We have a right to live free. The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, with the intent of protecting and preserving your freedom. You shouldn't be a slave, folks. We should not have so many Americans living in poverty, so many Americans struggling to make a decent living. People can't even afford decent food because the fact that their wealth has been sucked away illegally by this corrupt machine in Washington, D.C., in the District of Criminals, called the United States government, and the corrupt politicians, the corrupt IRS. Folks, look at what's going on right now. The federal government is failing and refusing to enforce the laws that exist. Over a dozen laws that exist that Hillary Rodham Clinton, otherwise known as Hillary Clinton, violated. The laws are very clear. No intent is required for many of them. She found guilty, but they're not prosecuting her. She's above the laws. The laws that exist are not enforced on her. At the same time, they're imposing a non-existent law, income tax, on American people, because the politicians and governments, the big banks and corporations, and the media that the big banks own. It's all about money. They don't care about the law. Well, that them, it someone's about the law, and that's Freedom Law School. I teach you about the law, your rights, how to live free of oppressive taxation and control, and what steps you can take to live free. Folks, I came from Iran in 1977 at the age of 14, thinking and believing I came to America, the land of the free, and the home of the brave. And I found myself ignorant after I got my education at California State University in Long Beach. I took business law classes, yet I know nothing about the law in my rights. Is that amazing, folks? We go to university and still don't know anything about the law and our rights. Some wonderful patriotic Americans taught me about the U.S. Constitution. That was back in 1992. And got me going on this process of learning about the law, about the income tax fraud. And I've been exercising my right to freedom of speech and sharing all that, folks, with you and anybody else who seeks the truth. Because as they say, seek the truth and the truth shall live, you know. Seek the truth and the truth that shall get you free. And it's true. It's a start, folks. You've got to educate yourself about all this. Last week, I talked about the part two of the law professor, Jonathan Siegel, who tried to collect Freedom of Laws for $300,000 income tax reward and how he failed. So now I'm going to be answering your questions. Right now, everybody's focused on the election. And I bother to mark me down. Hillary Clinton will lose by a landslide to Donald Trump. All the phony polls, you know, that were there said, you know, that Trump is 12 points behind Clinton. That's a huge landslide, folks. You know, phony. The media all put this stuff out there. It's all phony. They try to pump up this crooked woman. And they couldn't do it, so now they're cutting her down themselves to save the reputation of the media, the major media in this country, and the phony fraudulent polls who oversample too many Democrats in their polls that they allowed. Killington never had a chance because she's corrupt and crooked. And people are sick and tired of these corrupt politicians. So mark me down as that, folks, that Killington is going to lose, Trump's going to win, and hopefully we have a new beginning with his businessman cleaning up and draining that swamp called the District of Criminals, Washington, D.C. So with that, folks, I know there's some of you on the call waiting to ask questions. You can call any Thursday night, and I will do my best to answer any and all of your freedom questions. Sometimes, before you answer here, sometimes you may want to need a private one-on-one consultation, and sometimes you may need one of our courses or freedom packages. Freedom Laws will educate you about the law and your rights and the proper procedures and steps you need to take to live free now. And if you want, provides the assistance and even writes the letters for you if you need to get these crooks and thieves off your back. So there's a variety of options available at Freedom Law School. Education and answers are here for you. So let's go to the call we have from area code 973 to see if the call has a question. Call from area code 973. If you have a question, please give me your first name, the state you call from, and then your question, please. If you have a question, call from area code 973. Okay, let's go to the call from area code 919. If you have a question, call from area code 919, I'm sorry. Please announce yourself.
Yes. This is Daryl from North Carolina. I would like to know, do you have any representatives? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Do you have any representatives in Raleigh? A Freedom Law School?
No. Would you like to be one?
I believe so.
Are you good? Maybe we should talk some more later on this week or next week about that.
All right.
Meanwhile, how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Daryl?
I've heard about you for over a year now. I actually had a consultation with you.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. I'm glad to hear back from you.
Yep.
May I assist?
Okay. I'm going to be quiet and listen.
You have no question tonight?
That was my question. Did you have a representative out here in North Carolina?
Gotcha. No, but I'm looking for all the individuals who want to promote freedom all across America. People want to learn the truth and expose it, educate themselves and educate others. A desire to
Very
learn.
Good.
A desire to learn and spread the truth. So let's talk about that sometime next week. I could call FEMA Law School and let's have time we can talk about that, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Let's go to the call we have from area code 408. The call, if you have a question from area code 408, please give me your first name, the state you call from, and then your question, please. No question from the call of area code 408. All right.
Hi, are you talking to me? I'm in the 408.
Yes, that's right. I'm speaking with you. Do you have a question, my friend?
Yes, sir. I called you. I happened to call the school.
What's your name, by the way?
Oh, my first name is Jerry. My last name is Lucas. And I'm from Northern California.
Very good. Very good. All right, my friend. And what's on your mind, Jerry?
I'm unable to get a driver's license because I refuse to give them my social security number. And so I'm in that dilemma.
Okay. And how long ago was it that this issue came up?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said right there, sir.
How long ago was it that this issue came up for you?
Well, this has been an ongoing issue for about 5 years, and every time I go to the DMV, they tell me that there's no way I can get a driver's license unless I submit the social security number, and I keep telling them that I was guaranteed when I first got the social security number that it would never be used against me as an ID. They're doing that now. And I used to be able to prevail without a social security number in all aspects until after Homeland Security kicked in, and now they've made it impossible as far as I am able to determine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right about that.
Okay.
And anything you can do?
Yes, sir.
Some states besides California, they do not require a slave surveillance number to give you a driver's license. The list of those states that are like that are different and changing all the time, so I don't have a list to give you. So that's one option. You may want to consider getting out of that corrupt socialist Republic of California. That's always a great option. Yes. A lot of benefits. If you can do that, I would have that be your first choice. If you can just get out of California and live another
just get out of California, okay.
Nevada, Texas, Florida are good warm states, no state income tax, much better. So just try a different state. Is that an option for you?
Probably not. I'm here in California to stay for a long time, I think. But then again, you never know what might happen, and I may just get so fed up and leave California. But
well,
is there anything else? Is there any other way I might be able to get my driver's license in California if I stay in California?
Probably not. Unlikely, because I refused to give up a slave surveillance number back in 1993 to DMV in California when they first required it. And I traveled across the streets and highways in California for, you know, over 20 years without a driver's license. And so
you
finally
were,
I came to Florida.
Okay, so what you just said, it's a little bit difficult for me to hear you, but did you say you used to drive around in California for 20 years without a driver's license?
Yes, over 20 years, yes.
Okay, now did you get any tickets?
No, but I had my car carjacked twice. One time by the Orange County County Sheriff, one time by the California Highway Patrol on 405 Freeway in West Los Angeles at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I sued these crooks and criminals. The corrupt judges dismissed those lawsuits, didn't address the issues, and you know, got my car back any time. But it was a sometimes a battle. That was in the earlier years. In later years, I became more cautious about not giving them any excuse for stopping me so that they don't carjack my car.
Right.
The third time, actually,
right.
I got the cops stopped me, the city police. They had me walk away from the car, and they stood there for maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes, half hour. And later, I came back at after an hour and picked up my car and left.
Mm-hmm. So you're within the body of your total experience and knowledge of my problem, since you had that problem yourself, you're basically telling me what I need to do to solve it is just get out of California.
That's the easiest, the best solution. Get out of California.
Payman, do you believe if Donald Trump becomes president, he might change the law to where we may not have to go through this kind of hell?
Which law? There's a lot of laws that make our life hell.
This driver's license nonsense.
Well, that's more of a state issue, not the federal issue. Remember, we have in America 50 governments, 50 states, in a union, okay, in a confederacy.
Okay.
The federal government has limited powers. This is the issue for the states. California is very bad about it, but some other states are not. For example, Florida, if you've never had a number, you can tell them you never had a number. They accept that. Okay, that's for Florida. That's what you can do. So there are, but other states are different. California, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts are the most four corrupt governments in America. After the federal government, of course. You know, they're very poor governments. Yeah, and the government employee unions literally own those states. I can tell you for sure that California is owned by government employee unions, not the people of California. They own them. It's part of the Democratic Party. Democratic Party owns California. There you go.
Okay, if I go to the DMV,
mm-hmm.
and I take their application for a driver's license, would it be a good idea for me to take a marker pen and write on the marker pen, "I do not submit my social security number voluntarily, but under duress, because if I don't do this, I will not be able to receive a driver's license and therefore participate in my freedom to drive." Or write something like that on it.
That's one option. And that's, I know some people have done that. They should allow you to do that, because after all, you did give them the number they want. You just stayed on there, your opposition to it, and the fact that they're forcing you to do it. And I'll make a copy of that form before you give it to them to make a record of that, because they throw away the application. You just type everything on the computer.
Okay, so I should write this. These so the document that I would write this on, they may throw that away and just put the information on the computer, right?
Yes, that's what they do these days.
And so therefore, whatever I write on the document, there will be no record of it, it'll be thrown away.
Exactly.
So even doing that is futile, correct?
And for practical purposes, yes, probably yes. Because
okay.
The number is used as a long-term tracking device. It doesn't affect you in any immediate manner right away, Jerry. That's the thing. They don't do anything with it right away that does anything to hurt you. Down the road, they could use it to track you and hurt you, but not immediately.
Yes, because the reason I don't want to submit that Social Security number is that in case I have any trouble with them in the future, they could say, well, we have record here that you did submit the Social Security number at one time, and therefore you played on it, and therefore you are in the system as somebody who submits their Social Security number.
I'm not sure what you mean by you're in on it, you know. It's just a number that they have to track you. That's all it is, my friend. You know, a lot of times people see too much into that, Jerry, what the number represents or what you give it to them. It's just a way for them to track. And everything's sort of computerized that, you know, our telephone numbers are by numbers. Our websites, I mentioned every time. Actually, beneath the names of websites is a bunch of numbers. So unfortunately, they got humans to the same level right now. So what you want to do is minimize use of that number.
That's yes, I never use it. I never use it.
Yeah, so just minimize use of it unless you have to.
Okay, well. It looks like I'm up against a rock in a hard place, and I guess what I can do is fill out that form and then just make a copy of it for my files, and if they deny that they have my writ, I could just show them my copy of it with the writ and use that as protest material to whatever it'll be worth.
I'm not sure what you mean by a writ. It's not a writ. You just make the note.
Oh, the writ? Happened. Yeah,
it's
the
not
writ.
A writ like
it's just my protest. You know, I am filling,
yes.
I am submitting my Social Security number under duress. That's what I mean
correct.
By a writ.
Correct, yes.
So, Payman, that's probably the best I could do then, huh?
Yeah, I would think so. If you're going to leave the state, yes.
Okay. I want to thank you for your time and for giving me an insight to the depth of this dark well without a light at the end of the tunnel.
You have a
wonderful day, and keep up all the good work that you've been doing all these years. And may God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Jerry. Very much appreciate your support.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, my friend. Bye-bye.
Stay on the call. You may want to listen to other people's questions and answers, folks, on these calls. You may find it informative. And I recommend folks tell other people about the resource available at Freedom Law School. Not only the free education, you can get through our website at livefreenow.org, but also on these conference calls. The questions you have may be answered in this or other conference calls at Freedom Law School. So let's now go to our caller from area code 516. I believe 516 caller. You must be from New York City area, I understand. Correct? Do you have a question you want to ask me tonight?
Hello, Payman. It's Randy from New York. Thank you, and keep up the good work. No questions tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Randy. All right. And folks, by the way, you can email or fax or U.S. mail to Freedom Law School up to 10 pages of any paperwork of the situation you have with the government harassing you. And I will, on this conference call, go over it for you for free. It could be the IRS, a state income tax agency, a traffic ticket, or any kind of a government agent who may be harassing you in any way. I'm happy to help you guys out, folks, on these weekly conference calls. Next week, folks, after the election on November 9th, after Trump wins, I'll be talking about the third part of Freedom Law School's situation with Professor Jonathan Siegel. His claim to $300,000 income tax reward for Freedom Law School, and he's losing it, and why he lost, and why there is no longer a fine to file income tax. And the government is a bunch of liars and thieves will be proven even more by part three that I'm going to cover for you guys next Thursday, November 9th. So with that, folks, I want to thank you for those of you who you've been on the call listening, and thank even more those of you who have questions. So with that, folks, I bid you a good night, and I look forward to being with you again next Thursday night. Good night, everybody.